Alright, welcome back everyone. When we last left our adventurers, they just managed to break into the observatory. Cedra, Mew, and Brumin had gone first, with Mnea, Zapana, and Manon falling behind and doing a bit of scouting. As the second group managed to sneak their way, or more of pushed their way through the guards, they made their way into the building and quickly found the carnage that the three, or more accurately, the one, had left behind. Realizing that their friends were in danger, they continued to rush through the observatory, only to find the other three, the second half of their party, ready and waiting to move forward. From there, they opened up the door, only to find that the room was already occupied by a creature that they had already scouted out and discovered was a dragon. As the dragon sat upon its perch about 80 feet away and about 10 feet up, it watched as the other individuals stepped inside the room, and taunting them a bit, it immediately blew out a large cloud of mist that filled the room, blinding most, if not all, of our adventurers. Shortly afterwards, our adventurers, getting over their shock and quickly formulating a plan, decided to see if they could get through or above the mist, only to find that the dragon had already been one step ahead of them, and had finished filling the room with mist, and decided at that time to strike. Slipping in and out of the shadows and grabbing individuals, the creature would stay just out of sight before picking them off, one by one, bringing them as high as he could go, and dashing them to the ground below. Cedra, taking quite a leap of faith, took her opportunity, and a recently stolen potion of cloud form, or gaseous form, from one of the drow, floated up to where she could just see the dragon, before she fell and unloaded a full clip of her pistol into the dragon's side. Supremely wounded and quite surprised, the dragon decided to play it a bit more safe and watch and wait. From there, the rest of the group found their way and, smelling blood in the air, managed to take down the dragon and once again bring him low. From that point, they decided to take a moment and search through the dragon's treasure, finding a few sundries, a bit of gold, a few gems, a few magical items. They came upon one item that was rather familiar, a blade of steel, thin, almost rapier-like, and upon studying it, they discovered it wasn't one of their own. It was actually belonged to Kiashiel, the leader of the elves. And that is where we left our group. So, what would you like to do? As you hold Kiashiel's blade in your hand, it glimmers with a little bit of reflected light, as you very quickly notice that it isn't black and white, as you would expect some of the items in this plane of existence would be, but it is in full radiating color.
This is a very bad thing. If the Mali Kongal had her weapon, then possibly he ate her. Or, as we may hope, the Dark Elves have taken her.
Either way, it seems like a rather bad thing.
Kino Gakshku Mali Kongalni.
His blade is here. More than likely, he might be as well. I don't know if he's been eaten or not, but we should at least see if we can find him.
Well, perhaps we'll find him in the same place that we need to go to find the key. In any case, and Cedra takes a look out through the window, that was broken. Says, I don't think we have much longer.
And as you look out the window, you very quickly realize that the sky has darkened. It's before, I mean, and this entire plane always had a bit of a twilight look to it, where the colors were slightly, well, not just dimmed, but black and white. But you could always tell that there was a brightness to it. Now it's almost as if a cloud has passed before the sun. And as moment by moment goes on, you realize it's more like a storm cloud. And as you look, you can hear and feel the almost electric nature of the air. Something thick, something heavy, like the moment before a clashing thunderstorm.
Whatever we do must be quick. I do not think that this world will last very long.
Sopana's going to see if she can get Kiyashiel's scent.
All right, go ahead. Make a perception check on the blade. It'll be a little bit more difficult because metal doesn't carry scent very well. And he had used the blade, so much of the scent will be drow. We'll have to determine the scent between drow and surface elf.
Yeah, I only got a 9.
There's a lot of irony scent. As we move ahead along, it is a little sticky. You smell, and you can tell it smells like elf. Whether that be surface elf or deep-dwelling elf, you're not exactly sure.
Can Zapana try to see if there's... All right, I don't know what the room looks like. Can Zapana do a general perception check and then try to see where the majority of the LV smells trail off?
Yeah, with the perception check that you got, it's hard to tell. You can tell that each of the smells trail off at each one of the doors.
Oh, sorry, I've got nothing.
This room appears to have been very frequently trafficked by, probably drow?
By elfy-smelling things.
Yes. And, I mean, you are still in an elven city, whether it be in the present or the past.
Sedra's gonna go ahead and, look around and figure out where the other doors are. I think there are 3 doors, plus the one we came through, correct?
That is correct. Quick perception check.
Manea will offer to hold on to Kelsiel's sword, unless Bruman wants to take it.
Nope. He will let you have it.
Perception is a 22.
Hey, good enough. You can look around the room. As long as it wasn't a natural one. That's what the room looks like.
And we came through the double doors at the top?
Actually, you came through the door to the upper left.
She's going to do a quick mental kind of mapping of the rooms that we've been through. I don't remember these double doors, but they seem important. Should we try them next?
It is just as well. I do not know where anything leads to. Alright, quick question. Who is holding on to the loot that we discovered? Or is anybody?
Currently it's just sitting in a pile on the shelf where you found it.
I know Bruman went up there. I wasn't sure if Bruman had put that in a bag or not.
I think he just mage-handed the sword over to Mew, and that's where we ended.
Yes.
Sopana will offer to carry some of it in her bag of holding.
Okay, leading question then. Does Manea know what's in that hoard?
Do you ask?
Probably not. I mean, if for some reason he had gone up there, guess he didn't, or people had brought it down. There's an item that I know would interest him, but if he doesn't know it's there, he doesn't know it's there.
I'll say you would have seen the items being taken down. If the particular item happens to be a magical item, you'll have to make an Arcana check to see if you recognize it. Beyond that, you would have to ask someone.
Okay, I will... Oh, I don't have Knowledge Arcana. Never mind.
Sorry.
Well, assuming that Manon is with us, I'm sure that she is rifling through the objects and
oh, yes,
pocketing
definitely.
Most of them to make sure that we can all look at them later.
Ha 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 ha. All look at them later?
Loot? What loot? Anyway, yes, the loot is summarily divided up amongst your collective bags of holding. What would you like to do next?
Sedra is going to do a perception check on the double doors to look for traps.
Manea will also.
Make a perception check.
27.
27.
26.
26. Very good. All right. You carefully walk up to the door. Move your hand along the bottom, the sides, as far up to the top as you can go. You don't quite see any traps. That looks clear.
Manea will push the door open with his foot. Not an outright kick, but he's getting his hands on his axe just in case something jumps out at them.
Before Maneha does that, Bru will stop him and say, "Listen first."
Oh. Okay. So Maneha will do another perception check to listen.
Okay, make a perception check.
And this one is a 17.
17. You listen. Seems relatively quiet. Sounds maybe a few crickets.
Okay, there is no one there.
Sedra will ready her pistol and stand just 2 or 3 feet behind whoever goes in first, just to give them immediate cover.
All right, Manea will go in first, and he kicks the door really hard, just in case there's someone standing right behind it.
Okay, you kick the door. The latch immediately shatters beneath the mighty blow of your foot. The door swings open, slamming against the other side of the wall with a quick crack, as you notice you've left a dent in this... the wood behind it from the handle.
Oh, I am sorry, door. But all of this will be destroyed soon anyway, so it does not matter.
Perception check on the room.
Go for it.
Ooh, that's much better. That would be a 33.
Excellent. This is exactly what the room looks like. As you kick in the door, notice that you are immediately greeted by a spiraling staircase.
Does it go up or down, or both?
It goes up.
Sedra will cover the stairs. And move cautiously towards them, looking for traps.
Okay, give me just a moment. Two staircases wind up the interior walls of this tower. Between them, and in the very center, is an immense black field, suspending in the air, containing hundreds of glowing stars. It almost appears to be some sort of magical pillar, and if you reach your hand towards it, you can immediately feel your fingers begin to grow chilled. And as you look, each of the stars each have their own flickering shimmer, a different shade of white and gray. And you guess that back in when this was, well, the past, each of the stars had a color of its own. And you look and you immediately can recognize constellations, though you've never seen them in three dimensions before. And as you walk up and down the stairs, it's almost as if you're walking through space itself.
Sadra does her best to try to keep an eye on the top of the stairs, watching for any movement or sign of attack, but she is definitely taken by the beauty of the starscape that they're around.
Right. As you make your way further up, you do notice what appears to be a single star? Stone? It almost looks like a small pebble. The odd thing about this is all the other stars, as you walk around, could tell are completely stationary. This one seems to be moving. At first, it's just almost imperceptible, but if you watch it for just a moment, you realize, yes, it's, in comparison to everything else, is moving rather quickly.
Does it appear to be moving in relation to us, or is it moving tracking through the starscape on its own?
It appears to be tracking through the starscape on its own.
Sager's going to put two and two together. Say, I think that might be our traveler, our visitor that's coming.
Manair gravely nods his head. Yes. Look how it moves through the eye of the Unseen One, toward the staff of Siv Sinu, and across the feathers of the Speckled Hen. Ooh, this is not good. Do you think we can tell how soon it will be here from this?
It'll be hard to tell. We would need a proper frame of reference. Know where we are. Know where it is. Though, if it's still traveling through the stars, and we can see the initial effects already, it's got to be still light years away. And yet,
this world may be burned up before it ever actually reaches.
No, friend, you. It is not years away. It will come soon. Very soon.
Well, that's hard to tell too. Is this the future? Is this the past? Do we even know this is the current picture? Knowledge check would Zapana have to make to try to determine their relative position?
Geography.
Okay. And we got a 5.
It's really hard to tell, though as you watch it, it does travel across the feathers of the Speckled Hen, from one side to the other side, in the space of a second.
That thing's moving mighty fast. I think we probably better take Bathrite's example and move mighty fast ourselves.
I agree.
Indeed. There's not much else for us here. We have to find the way out.
Are there entrances or exits at the top of these stairs?
Why, yes, there is. As you make it to the top of the steps, you make it to an intermediate landing, a place that is filled with windows that you can look out and over Selwynvian. It seems to be the second floor of this observatory. And the moment you step in, make a perception check.
Sadra will also do a perception check.
Go for it.
Crit success.
Hey! Ew! You look into the room, and you immediately see two bodies. Two drow bodies in the middle of the room. As you look over them, you notice immediately that there's something off, something odd about them. They seem shriveled, almost as if they have been drained. It's not quite like they're mummified, but their skin sags in more places than you'd expect.
I whispered your message. That doesn't look good, mates.
Sadra is going to use Detect Evil on both of them to see if there's any kind of evil presence.
Okay. You use Detect Evil on them. And as you focus in, you do detect a hint of evil, but it's strange. It seems to be moving?
This is bad. There are few creatures that will take away the blood of another this way.
The evil is moving inside of them?
Yes.
There's something inside of them. I think whatever did it is not finished with them yet.
Perhaps we should stealth and try to get around them?
Sorry, what did you say, Zabana?
Sorry. Perhaps we should stealth and try to get around them.
Or we could cut them open and make whatever the evil is leave them.
How close together are the bodies?
About 5 feet apart.
Sage's gonna do she's gonna look at the bodies a little bit closer. Do they look like they're shriveled, but do they look like they have obvious wounds, like something bored into them, like a parasite or vampire bite marks? Or she's remembering those nasty vine seeds and what they did, and wondering if this is something similar.
All right, make a perception check.
Hannah's gonna roll up one sleeve and say, "Would you like me to just burn them all?"
24.
As you make your way over to the body and begin examining for obvious wound points, at first you don't really see much of anything. Look over the head, the legs, the torso. They seem to be, other than it being shrunken and sunken, they seem to be mostly whole, but then you come down to the hands, specifically the wrists, and you see two long slits along each of the wrists. And as you're observing it, you watch a tiny head poke out of the slit in the wrist, and a clittering, chittering, clacking sound comes out. Before, as you step back, thousands upon thousands of insect-like creatures begin pouring out of the wrists of both of these creatures. I would like everyone to roll for initiative.
Get back, Sadra! Let me burn them!
Yeah, she could have dodged back as soon as she saw anything that resembled a skittering insect. She would have done what any self-respecting girl would do. She's going to jump behind the meat shield.
Manea will plant his feet and hold firmly to his axe and look at the things and say, "Arr! Come, creepy crawly ones. I will stump all of you."
Nea and Zapana, what are both of your dex scores?
Sorry, did you say Manea and Zapana?
That is correct. I believe both of you got a 6 for initiative.
I got 11 for initiative.
Oh. Ah, sorry. Dacossus.
Yeah, sorry, I'm showing up as... Yeah.
Yeah. Mumble is not working on her laptop for some reason.
Fair enough. All right, then, Broomit. No? Okay, up first is, Sadra.
Alright, Sadra is going to, scream. She's going to run back out of the room, and she's going to stealth.
Okay.
Because this is a swarm, correct?
It appears to be so.
Yes, so she is going to scream, run out of the room, and stealth. And her stealth is a 33.
Okay. So Sadra immediately backs out of the room, immediately seeing these creatures crawling out. And each of these creatures, at first you look at them and they seem to be some sort of cricket ant thing, but as they come out, they also have portions of centipedes. Too many legs. But as you look at each one of the legs, they all seem to be almost spider-like. It's a strange conglomeration of multiple insects. And as you look at their face, it's almost as if they have too many eyes. Not 8 like a spider. More like 17. And a mouth that is continuously open and dripping with venom. All right. Up next comes their turn. They were going to attempt to swarm over Sadra, but she got out of the room really quickly. So I'm assuming Maneha, they're gonna move into your space.
Okay.
And Manea and Katsu. Yep. They're just One swarm is going to go after Manea and just crawl on top of him. The other swarm is going to go after Katsu. Both of you immediately take 15 points of damage as they crawl all over you into your armor and begin biting you. It's dizzying how quickly they can move and how quickly their insect-like legs can crawl into crevices that you didn't even realize existed, or they just simply tear and burrow through your clothing itself. And I need you to both make a will save and a fortitude save. Okay. Oh yeah, Katsu, you're like, insects, what insects? Yes, you do have poison resistance up. So actually, yeah, you can forget the fortitude saves because their poison is not going to affect you. Fortunately enough, because the poison's nasty. But Manea, as the swarm begins to crawl all over, you immediately begin to try and slap at them, try to kill them with your hands. And they're just too fast, too quick. And yeah, you are distracted while you do so. Distracted from swarms gives you the nauseated condition for at least one round.
Die. No, now die this one. Die this one. Oh, they are everywhere. Ooh, ow, ooh, that tickles.
Indeed. Katsu, you're up next.
Ah! I guess I try to get out of the swarm, which that's just about as much as I can do.
Okay. So, what would you like to do in order to attempt to get out of the swarm?
Move where the swarm is not, I suppose.
First, you have them completely all around you, and you're just like, nope! And you you run to the back of the room. Unfortunately, they're going to use their cling ability and just stick to your body.
I mean, it's fine if most of them are still clinging onto me, but if there's a swarm of them, yeah, get out of the swarm first and try to shoot the rest off.
Just double check. Alright, yeah, you see some of them, the ones that manage to climb on top of you, break off and continue to swarm all over you and continue to bite.
I know I can't really cast spells that are one round because I'm constantly getting bit, but what about like casting times that are like a standard action?
You still would have to make a concentration check because, you know, bees all over your body.
But, yeah.
It is possible.
Okay. So I try and move first and then I can use a standard action?
Yes. Or you could attempt to remove the ants.
Let's see.
Up to you.
Would you consider the swarm is technically fighting us or just eating us or something?
They're just eating you.
Okay. Just wondering if it was considered a fight.
Do we still have resistance versus evil?
I'm assuming you did that a few minutes ago. And yeah, it might have taken you guys a bit of time to collect the loot, make sure it was all divvied out properly.
Is it considered a violent action to bite?
Yeah, sure, let's go with that.
Alright, because I still want to see if I can cast Calm Emotions, because it says, because it says creatures cannot be affected cannot take violent actions or do anything destructive.
Okay. Make an Arcana check.
I think that'll be a 6 plus a 6. I mean, okay. 6 plus 0, so that'd be 6.
I mean, seems pretty violent to you.
Yeah. So, I might as well go for it since, I mean, that's what I can mostly do at the moment. At the time.
Okay. So, make a concentration. Yep.
That's a 7. I don't know where my concentration is unless it's part of my constitution score.
Not particular. Thank you. It is d20 plus your level plus your casting modifier. So what is your wisdom modifier?
4.
So plus 14. So total of 20. Not bad.
Yeah. Okay, so let's do it. Does it work?
Just making sure. 10. So you took 15 points of damage, so. What level is the spell you're casting?
Trying to see. Oh, it's considered level 2, I think.
Oh, wow. Okay, that actually,
Oh, no, I get at level 2, sorry. Oh, no, it's a second level spell.
It is second level, yeah.
Okay.
The DC was 19, technically. So yeah, you managed to get it off.
All right.
I need everybody to make a will save. Because it is a 20-foot radius spread. So 40-foot diameter, which basically covers the room.
Just a 12.
Okay. Okay. Sadra, Bruman, and Zapana, you managed to fight off the effects of the calm emotions. Unfortunately, Maneha, as much as you're distracted, you look at the creatures, and even though they're biting you, and even though they're hideous, hideous creatures...
They are so cute!
I know, right? And you just feel bad for trying to swat at them. They're still eating your flesh, but, you know, they need to eat too.
I am so sorry, little friends. Here, you may chew on me. It is alright.
Yeah, unfortunately, Mew also is affected by it. As he rolled really poorly. So yeah, he's just off in the back.
Okay, question.
Yes.
So did the bugs pass the will save then? And are they still biting me?
Oh, they are definitely still biting you, as they're insects, and calm emotions is mind affecting. But Katsu doesn't know this.
Katsu, once Maneo, you know, is in a more of a fighting move, he is coming after you.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fair enough. Although, technically, you still can defend yourself, so...
Oh, I understand, little bugs, but I cannot let you do this because it will kill me. So, I must go away.
So, yes, Katsu, you can, I believe this is a dispellable spell. If you wish, you can end it.
Yeah, probably for the best, and it's obviously having no effect on the intended target, other than my party members.
Yes, so, Katsu, you're just like, ah! And you watch as some of your party members are like, oh, no, it's fine, go ahead. Here, my biceps sure and meaty. And you're like, no, that's not the effect I wanted it to have.
Quickly and... fall on my back. I have an itch there.
Yes, it's like, now it just burns with poison. But yeah, that ends your turn, Katsu.
Okay.
Up next is Mew. Mew, seeing that these things are crawling all over the place, he's going to cast Fly. And fly up about 10 feet. Because he's like, nope. Unfortunately, that's a standard Ennis move. So, Bruman, you're up next.
Is there something that he can roll to know if he knows anything about how to combat a swarm?
Sure. Go with Dungeoneering. Dungeoneering or Nature, your choice.
That's only 12.
Stomping seems to be effective. Moderately so.
Okay, he's going to back out closer to Cedra. And, try to keep her from screaming.
Okay.
And, focus.
All right. Yeah, you make your way over to Cedra, and you're just like, no, seriously, we need to fight this. What are we going to do about it? Up next is Manea. Manea, you are nauseated. And...
Ooh, okay. Now, I don't know how big this room is. Is it possible for me to move far... I can go 40 feet. Is it possible for me to move far enough away that I'm not close to anybody else?
I'd say the room's about 40 feet across.
Okay. I'm going to move to the opposite edge. All the while patting myself and scratching. And... Oh, hang on. Where'd it go? I'm going to turn around toward the entrance and shout out, Lekoba! Lekoba! That's it.
Alrighty then. You run to the other side of the room. They, once again, use their cling ability to just stick to you. And you run and begin shouting in the Kintuk language. Up next is Zapana.
Zapana will also move back to the entrance of the door, and she will call out to Maneha, Maneha, Lekoba! And she'll cast Fireball directly at him.
Okay, Maneha, I need you to make a reflex save.
Nope. And
are you just not gonna, you're just gonna be like, nope, I'm taking it! Spread your arms wide.
Lekoba means Fireball in Kintuk. He asked her to shoot him.
Okay. You stand there and you take it like a man. I need you to roll for damage, Zapana.
Okay, so that should be 10 die 6 points of fire damage.
Indeed.
To everything in that square. I guess the bugs are going to roll.
It spreads out considerably. What's yeah. the...
It has a 20-foot radius spread.
20-foot. So it covers half the room.
Yeah. And I guess the creature is going to reflex
you guys in.
Save.
This is why Maneha was trying to get as far away from everybody else as possible.
Yeah, he's on the far edge. At least three of us are at the doorway or in the previous room. I don't know where Katsu and Mew are in relation to Maneha.
I'll allow it. Maneha is able to get far away enough to be away from everyone else.
Rolling.
adding.
That should be 42 points of damage.
42 points of damage. Manea, you watch as a tiny bead of reddish energy comes towards you, and you clench your teeth, spread your arms wide, and you, in your mind, you're like, this is gonna hurt. But you don't even flinch. As it erupts around you in searing heat, you are cleaned. Cleansed in fire. There are no longer these creatures standing on top of you.
Stop, drop, and roll.
Yeah. And you are severely hurt, but the creatures are no longer clinging to you. Unfortunately, the creatures had swarmed in your direction, so the swarm was not encompassed in the fireball. They had moved out of the middle of the room towards you guys. But Manea is cleaned. Up next is Sadra.
Sadra has her back pressed up against the wall on the steps outside of that room, and when Bruman comes and tries to get her head back in the game, she's like, no, there's nothing that I can do. I can't do anything about them. There's too many of them.
Anything else?
There's literally nothing she can do. I mean, you can't shoot a swarm.
I mean, sure you can. Just pick them off one at a time.
Are there any of them on Bruman?
I think they went on... Not on Bruman, no. Not at the moment.
All right, then, I don't think she'd do anything. I guess she'll hold an action in case they come out of the door.
Okay, you hold your action. Now it goes to their turn. They're gonna continue swarming in your direction. And yeah, they're gonna move the 30 feet over to you guys, and they're going to swarm Bruman, and they're gonna go for you, Sadra.
So when they came out the door,
yep.
She's going to run down the stairs.
Okay.
With her held action. So she goes 30 feet down the stairs.
Okay, they come after you, and they don't manage to get you, so they just... They swarm around you. They swarm around Bruman, start coming for you, realize, hey, she's gone again. She's really fast. So they instead swarms upon her. And both of you immediately take 11 points of damage. And I need, I believe it's piercing. They don't actually state. But we'll say it's piercing for now until I can do a bit more research on that. But I need both of you to make will saves. You're good, Bruman.
Twenty-five.
You're also good, Zapana. The creatures are completely coating you as you continue to try and bat at it, but you are able to focus and you aren't distracted. That ends their turn. Katsu, you're up next. Oh, and I forgot, Katsu, you were covered in them, so you also take 11 points of damage.
Gotcha. Well, I... not sure what else I can do here. So... I guess I might as well, would they be considered? I don't think they'd be considered evil, would they?
I mean, Sator detected evil was inside them and it was moving around.
Oh, that's right. I guess I could try magic circle against evil, but let me see how long that takes to cast.
I mean, it is a standard action.
Okay.
If I remember correctly.
Yeah, it's a standard action.
Make an arcana check.
I have a bad feeling about this. 17 this time.
Okay, this one's good enough. You've seen these creatures before when the drow slit their wrists. If it were a summoned creature, this would work perfectly. Unfortunately, you recall that these are more called creatures, which, even though it would add to your armor class, these things seem to completely ignore your armor class as they crawl into your armor.
Gotcha. The real thinker right there, huh? So I guess I'll do, I guess I'll try and get them off of me.
Okay.
Wait, hang on. Who else is hurt? Because I can do at least,
Talent.
Because if a lot of people are hurt, I can at least do Channel Energy, because that one, I can say either... That one's just allies only.
There are at least four of us hurt, including yourself.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that's what I kind of figured. So I'll do Channel Energy to heal people.
What's right. The range of that?
Question.
I think it was like 30-foot radius, if I remember correctly. I'll have to research it. But okay. It's enough that he would be able to cover the most of the room.
Okay.
I'll be able to verify in about 30 seconds. Thirty-foot radius. So, Manea, you said you ran to the other side of the room?
Yes.
You are just outside the range, unless, Katsu, you move closer to the middle of the room in order to get it done.
I guess since we're kind of surrounded anyway, I'll move closer to the middle of the room.
You wade into the swarm like a true hero in order to interact.
Right. 2K is very disappointed in me.
Oh yeah, 2K, I'm just going to say 2K is not currently in the room.
Okay.
Either that or he's clinging to one of the walls. Alright, do your channel energy.
Alright, so 6 of the D6. Alright, let me get my calculator ready.
It would be 6 if you had your positive energy elemental.
Oh, I don't roll the die a 6 die 6 times?
For level 10, you roll it 5 times. If you had your positive energy elemental, you could roll it 6.
Oh, okay. So just roll it 5 times.
Yep.
Gotcha. Unfortunately, that's just 14.
Okay. Everybody heals 14 points of damage. Huzzah! Anything else you'd like to do, Katsu?
Probably prepare for the next. I think I'll try and. Well, I move. I guess I can't move, do the healing, then move back, huh?
So, no, unfortunately not.
I don't think there's anything else I can do, unless I can do spells for some reason still.
No, unfortunately, you already used your standard action.
Right, so there's nothing else I can do.
Okay, that leads us to Mew. Mew's options are severely limited as well. So instead, he's going to float over to the point where he's in line with both of them. And he's going to let loose a lightning bolt. Just crackle as much electricity through as many of them as he can. Okay, and I believe they need to make a reflex save. First one passes. Second one passes. Natural 19 and natural 18. Okay. They managed to dodge the lightning rather well. So half damage. And Mew rolled terribly. Only 12 points of damage to each. Okay. That ends Mew's turn. Bruman, you're up next.
Would there be a reason for him to think that if he lit his blade, a sword, and started like trying to get them off of him, that would possibly work?
Make an Arcana check.
13.
Probably will work, maybe. Fire seems like a good idea.
Okay, he'll give it a try.
Okay, make an attack roll.
That's only a 20.
Hey, it actually hits. Roll only your fire damage.
6.
You do 6 points of damage to the creatures around you. Though I believe you might actually do a little bit more because I believe they are specifically hurt by fire. Can't find it in the moment, but I will say yes. Okay, they're looking a little more hurt. Okay, that ends Bruman's turn. Maneha! You are clean, and also badly burned.
Okay. Manea will shout out, fire! Fire! Use fire! Question. What's the light level in here?
Dim light.
Okay. How do we have this light?
There are windows.
Blast. So there are no torches on the wall?
Unfortunately, no.
Of course not. Okay, he will shout to... I guess he'll shout to Friend Katsu. Friend Katsu! Friend Katsu! Throw me a torch! Quick! And Manea is going to stay back. He's gonna stay about 30 feet away from the swarm.
Okay.
Will a lamp do?
Yes, there is fire. Yes, it will work. I hope.
And I'll throw in my lamp.
Okay. You throw in the lamp. Manea, make a reflex save.
That's right.
Okay, it's looking good. That is a 22.
Oh yeah, you managed to catch it without, you know, dropping it and letting it shatter on the ground.
Good. Is there oil in it?
Katsu, where did you get this lamp?
I think I've just had it as gear.
Well, fortunately enough, yes. Yes, it does have oil in it. Not a whole lot. I mean, it's about as much as a kerosene lamp.
Yeah, because it's just lamp. Hashtag common. I also have a... I also have an ink pen.
Into just a empty waiting room, or is there flammable stuff in it?
This room was mostly empty already.
Let's see now, the guys that are dead in this room, did the bugs devour their clothes?
No.
Okay, now Manea would have to charge through the swarm over to get their bodies, right?
No, the swarm is moving their way towards the opposite side of the room, so you would be able to get over to their bodies, but I would say it would be at least a full round action to strip them of their clothes.
Agreed. Well, okay, he's at least then going to run over to their clothes and run over to them and start rifling through their pockets and taking off their clothes and see if he can find anything that's burnable.
Okay. The clothes, you realize that they are, I mean, they're full of holes, but they're still relatively new. Whenever these creatures had died, even though their skin looks sagged and partially mummified, you get the feeling it's because these creatures have been eating them. And they didn't die that long ago, so their clothes aren't dry or brittle. It is, if you put on the clothes that you have on now, that's what it's like.
Okay.
Okay. Up next is Zapana.
Okay, Zapana. Give me a rundown on where everybody is.
Sadra and Bruman. Sadra is about halfway down the stairs. Mew is floating up in the air, closer to Maneha, where he just let loose a lightning bolt. Katsu is closer to where you guys had first entered. So is Bruman. Okay. Bruman is where Sadra was before she ran some more. And I believe that you are also close to the entrance.
Yes. All right. How are all of us from the center of the swarm?
The center of the swarm is—it's moving. It actually moved. Technically, you guys are standing right in the thick of it as it's trying to make its way down the steps, because this is where most of you guys are. Manea ran away from the rest of the group, and they want to see if they can get the biggest bulk of food.
Okay. Shoot. All right. At the top of these stairs, you know, that pretty space thing is in the middle, right?
It was. It ended at the ceiling in the previous room. So now the entire floor is just stone.
Okay, and how far off the ground. How tall were those steps in the previous room?
I would say 2 stories.
Okay. Zapana, seeing no alternative. This is tough.
So, just as a visual, this is what the room that you're in looks like. Sidra's already made her way a good ways down.
Okay. So Maneha has a lamp, but nothing to light it with, or it's already lit.
Nothing to light it with currently. It's just like a genie in the lamp. It's filled with oil, though.
Dude, some tough choices here. I'm not seeing a good way to come out of this alive.
Our decisions have to be made. What decision do you make?
Okay. Zapana is going to yell. Lakoba! Amir, Kel! And Amir is going to burst out of its familiar satchel and flee the swarm into the previous room and down the stairs as Zapana casts Fireball right to the heart of the swarm.
Okay. I need everybody except Sadra and Maneha to make a reflex save. Zapana, what is your DC?
We're working on that.
Alright. And please roll for damage.
Alright, reflex is 17.
Okay. Brumin, you make it. Katsu, you make it. Zapana makes it.
Does Mew make it?
Mew does not make it.
No, I'm sorry, Mew.
Roll for damage.
He's
There's an easier way to roll for damage.
He's gonna be
how many?
Kind of singed, but it's okay.
Put Mew 10 there.
46. Damage is 46.
46. He's going to be a lot of singed. No, this is not an attack roll. This is just a fiery explosion. And I need to make a reflex save for the swarms. Okay, first one makes it, second one doesn't. Okay, you watch as the bead... Yes, half damage for those who passed. 46 damage to those who did not pass, namely Mew. And half damage, 23, to those who did pass. You watch as one of the swarms, the larger one, just immediately gets burned away as a red bead flips up into the air and immediately erupts with a searing heat. The other swarm, still limping along. Unfortunately, you would need energy resistance.
Okay, so maybe rules as written, a swarm acts as like, I don't know, a medium or small creature, but how does an insect get a reflex save against a sudden fiery explosion right next to it?
Same way the rest of us do from a 40-foot in diameter fireball?
Yeah, true.
Alright, I'm assuming, Zapana, you're down.
No, I passed my reflex save, so I got half damage. So
and you had enough health in order to survive. Very nice.
Yes.
Mew's looking bad, but he's also still up.
Did that clean the bugs off Zapana and Brew?
I will say yes, it did clean them off.
Yay, and off Katsu too.
Yeah, I'll say, considering that you just dropped a fireball on yourselves, the ones that were on you, all of you are looking very singed, but very clean. Yeah, Mew's looking super battered. But, yeah, it comes back to your turn, Sadra.
Alright, she is, like, 30 feet down the stairs. So she's gonna turn back and look. There's no bugs on Bruman now, right?
Nope.
Are there any bugs around Bruman?
Not immediately, no.
Well, good. Then seeing that he's not particularly in trouble, she does see a little dragon coming.
Indeed.
And I don't think she's seen this little dragon before.
I don't think you have.
Though
you were warned about 15 minutes ago, yeah, that there would be some friendly ones.
She'll just do a quick sense motive to see if it looks aggressive. Or if it looks like it also wants to get away from bugs.
Okay, make a sense motive check.
Oh yes, that is a 30.
30. Is there anything that Emir is hiding? Any guile that he wishes to truly kill Sadra instead? Okay, you look into the eyes of this dragon, and he looks friendly, he looks determined, but he doesn't look like he's in any threatening position to attack any of you.
Then, seeing that, she will reach out a hand and an arm for him to kind of come and land on, and say, "That's all right. That's all right. You'll be safe. Come on. It's all right." And as soon as he comes to her, then she's just gonna do a perception check around this room to see if there's anything that can make fire.
Okay. It's a stairwell in an observatory. Most of their papers they kept in the lower rooms. This is just, you get the feeling that this lower level was to use some of the smaller telescopes to look around. The upper level might have a bigger telescope, you're not sure. But yeah, it's mostly stone and metal. And they don't have a lot of torches because they want to keep it dark and keep the light pollution down as much as possible.
Alright, then she will simply cradle and protect this poor little defenseless dragon and ready in action to shoot anything that comes that is threatening.
Okay. Now it is back to the last swarm's turn. It's going to make its way 30 feet down the steps and it's going to swarm Brumin again.
Even though Brumin has the flaming sword?
This is a good point.
No accounting for insect intelligence.
This is true. But they would know fire, and they would know fire is bad. As they just experienced it in tenfold. They'll probably go after Katsu again. So yeah, the last swarm comes over. And just comes up and swarms on Katsu. Continuing to fight and bite. As Katsu, you only take 7 points of damage. They rolled really poorly. It looks like the singeing did a good job.
You're off the groove.
Though I need you to make a will save. Oh yeah, Katsu, you're fine. You are able to focus. You've got this. Okay, Katsu, you're up next.
Hey, okay. So, can I roll an intelligence check to see if I would know what to do against a swarm? Like the best method and stuff?
Sure.
Fire's been working.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, well, I guess this is just me asking a GM question, but I usually summon a positive elemental with summon monster level 2.
Mm-hmm.
Does it have to be a positive elemental, or can it be a fire elemental?
It can be a fire elemental.
Okay.
Though you do know that summoning is a full round action.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. How far is the swarm from me?
Which is on you right now. It is closer than a brother.
Okay. So yeah, I guess still roll for like a intelligence to see, hey, what would be the best situation to do when I'm covered with bugs, you
know,
calm and collected. I rolled a 6.
Stop, drop, and roll?
Okay. I guess I'll just try and get away from the swarm. And then I guess I can cast channel energy a second time?
Alright, the group is starting to spread further and further apart. It seems that these insects have successfully split the party. Which group would you like to heal?
I'll probably go with the one for Mew since he looks the worst.
Oh yeah, Mew is looking pretty tattered.
So, Yeah, I'll just go with
it. Okay, that would be Manea, Mew, and Zapana.
Alright. And you said 5 of these. Calculator time. Alright, that's 12 this time.
12 points of healing. Hey!
Yay.
You successfully tripled Mew's health.
You almost had to roll for a new character.
Alright. He's looking better.
So yes, I guess I moved towards Mew. Never mind.
Alright, that ends Mew. Brumen. Katsu's covered in bugs.
He'll mutter under his breath and then head towards Katsu, not get too close, but start swinging his sword at the swarm, trying very hard not to hit the healer, and be muttering to himself, "Get off the healer, get off the healer, get off the healer!"
Yeah, that's gonna be... In order to burn the bugs that are in his clothes, that would be a very high DC in order to do that without burning him. So, I'll give you the choice. You can either attempt to just stay back, or you can attempt to hit Katsu and burn the bugs that are on his body, but you would also burn him.
Could he get close and wave the sword without attacking Katsu or the swarm?
And attempts to drive them away?
Yeah, as a form of intimidate to get him away from Katsu.
You know what? I'll allow it.
That would be 32 for intimidate.
Hey, you take your blade, and almost like a firebrand, you swing it back and forth in front of the bugs, going back, back. And you know what? They crawl off Katsu. As they back away from your... Yes, as they back away from your blade. Not liking the fire.
Brumen.
One bug crawls out of your shirt into Brumen's.
I am sorry.
Up next is Mew! Mew basically already burned the one thing he could do. Yeah, everything else is single target. So, he's gonna stay where he is. And not drop down into the swarm. Up next is Brumen.
Are you sure?
After Mew?
Yeah, he just went to...
Yeah, he just had a turn.
Oh. I apologize. Then we will go to Manea. I think I skipped Mew ahead of time. Manea.
Manea, let's see. He's been ripping off the clothing off of these guys, so he's gonna actually douse the clothing with some of the oil, wrap it around one of the head of his axes, and then run over to where Katsu and Brumen are. But He's going to tap the head of his axe on Bruman's sword so that it catches on fire.
Okay. I'll say that would be technically a standard action. You can't really... It would take a little bit of time for your axe to catch. Okay. So yeah, it would be a standard action. As you take your... as you finish ripping the clothes off of these elves, tying it around the head of your axe, dousing it in oil, running over to your friend and lighting it on fire. I think that ends your turn.
Yeah. So next round, I'll have an axe head on fire.
Flaming great axe. Yes. Zephana, you're up next.
Zephana is going to realize that we're probably not up for another direct hit from a fireball. The swarm has moved away from our friends. Is it possible? Is the room large enough? And again, I spatially, I'm not sure where people are. Is everyone now on one side of the swarm?
Yes.
Okay.
But the swarm is up against the wall.
Okay. How far away is everyone from the swarm?
About 5 feet. It basically crawled off Katsu and is bunching up against the wall.
How tall is this room?
30 feet.
Tactically, would it be possible for Zephana to shoot a fireball to such a location in the room that the flame would engulf the swarm but not her friends?
Not exactly.
Bummer. Okay.
Because they're down on the ground, and if you threw it up high enough in order to avoid most of them, you would still end up singeing somebody's face.
I see. Just a moment.
After Zephana, Sadra, you're up next.
Sorry, we're looking up spells that would actually work.
Alright, Zephana is going to, still staying basically as far from the swarm as she can. She's going to cast Spark, which is a range spell, on Maneha's axe to light it.
Okay, alright. Yeah, that would work. You watch as Zipana looks over at Maneha, quickly snaps her fingers, and you watch as Maneha's axe blade bursts into flame.
Maneha's a little bit surprised by this, but he just shrugs his shoulders and just takes it.
Magic. I'm okay with this. Sadra, you're up next.
Alright, Sadra will move back up the stairs.
Sorry, I'm
going
to interrupt
to say that
by this time, Amir would have introduced herself to Sadra, since Amir can speak common.
Well, hello. I didn't realize that you could speak. Do you live here in this place?
Oh, no. I live with Zipana. She's my friend. And of course I can speak. All dragons can speak. I'm surprised you can understand me, but you must speak common as well.
Well, it is very close to the language of my own people. In any case, it's good to meet you. I didn't realize that Zipana had a familiar, but I don't know that much about magic, so in any case, I think
well,
it's mostly
a secret anyway.
And
it's a secret. It's a good thing you didn't know it. What are we doing now? Can we get away from the bugs?
Well, I think after that last explosion, I think that it's probably mostly over up there. We should probably go and make sure everyone's all right. And she will start, she's going to make her way back up to the top of the steps and peek in the door to see if everyone is okay.
Okay.
Make stealth.
Okay, make a stealth check for Amir.
Yes, Sadra will also stealth.
It's a 34 for Amir.
Okay.
And it is a 28 for Sadra.
Okay.
So she peeks in, and there's still a swarm, correct?
Yep, it's much smaller. It seems to be relegated to a corner. But yes, it's still there.
And then she's just going to stay kind of in the doorway. I suppose she still has an action. She could shoot it. She's just going to stay in the doorway, just kind of pull herself back around a little bit and clench her eyes shut as she tries to put away this unexpected, overwhelming sense of fear and squeamishness at the bugs.
All right. Okay. The bugs don't like Bruin's fire, don't like Manea's fire. So they're gonna...
I'm standing between them and Katsu.
Okay, and you're standing between them and Katsu. So they're gonna cycle around and go for Zipana. Zipana, the bug's coming to... Actually, yeah. You guys both have flaming blades. Attacks of opportunity. Well then. Okay, you both hit. Roll just your fire damage.
That be a 1d6?
Yep.
5 flaming points of damage.
5 flaming points of damage. Okay.
Teamwork.
Teamwork. How do you want to do this? Because
okay.
Bruman's was a total of 10. Because it was a crit.
Well, I say the two of us, seeing that the stuff is running away, decide to take the opportunity to suddenly charge in, and both of us, as our fiery sword weapons come down on the swarm, there's suddenly this poof of smoke. We both pull back and stab in again as suddenly when the weapons connect, fire swirls around both of them, engulfing the entire thing, and smoke, no bugs.
Hey, yeah, it's almost as if the oil that you had soaked into the clothes when you snapped it outward aerated and caused a small fire explosion that circled around you and burned the rest of the bugs dead.
Maneha, very nice Lakoba.
Thank you, Shinta. I think I do not like bugs anymore.
All right, and I believe that drops us out of initiative.
Bree's gonna go find Seder and make sure she's okay.
Try to find Amir.
Seder is still back by the door and is embarrassed. Very embarrassed, but is okay.
Did Amir hide when Seder came up?
Yes.
Okay.
Maneha still does not know about Amir.
Is that all of them?
He slowly floats down. I think it is.
Sipana turns very gravely to her friends and says, "Oh, I'm sorry, lads. I knew the Lakoba would hurt you, but it was the only thing I could think of to do." And she will hand Mew a potion of Cure Light Wounds as an apology.
Mew takes it graciously, pops off the top, and gives you the whole cheers gesture before he drains it.
"It is all right, Shinta. If you had not done that, then the bugs would have killed us. So, the Lakoba might have killed us, but the bugs certainly would."
Seder comes to join the group and takes out the potion of Cure Moderate Wounds that she'd been carrying and offers it. "If I don't know who needs it most... but, and she looks a little hesitant for a moment, before choosing to bluff, and she's gonna say, I thought that it would be best to make sure that nobody came up from behind while the fight was going on, but
yeah.
Nobody came from downstairs."
Roll in sense motive.
As is Mew.
And Maneha seemingly believes you.
She got a 22 on her bluff.
Yeah, I got a 5 on sense motive.
That is actually really good.
Question.
Yeah. Yes?
Does Brew have to roll a sense motive if he went with her as she was screaming?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
He will not say anything.
Sipana, in the meantime, has surreptitiously opened her familiar satchel and then closed it again, and it's heavier now.
Did Amir leave Seder then?
Yes. Yeah, Amir has returned to Sipana's satchel. And she will look significantly at Seder and say, "Thank you."
"Oh. You're welcome. And if nobody takes the potion, she will give the potion to Katsu. The Cure Moderate Wounds."
You will turn to Katsu and say, "If you don't mind, I think now would be a good time for that positive energy elemental."
He's still swinging away some bugs. Okay, it just...
Yeah, that wasn't pleasant.
Friend Katsu, you can make water, can you not?
Huh? Yeah. And he creates water. Why do you...
Why did you not use it on the
bugs.
Actually, Katsu can't create water today.
Yeah?
You can make a canny effort, you can detect magic, you can make light, and you can mend.
Okay.
It's like, yeah, sure, I can make water. Light glows.
Oh, I understand. Well, that is okay then.
Well, this is embarrassing. Does Katsu know why he can't do water?
You memorized different cantrips today. So, essentially, a cleric has the full list that they can memorize from.
Yeah.
But there are only a certain number that you can memorize.
Yeah.
When I designed level 10 Katsu, I was not expecting you to want to make water. So...
Yeah. Okay. No, fair enough, because I was looking at different things that I could do, and one was like, hey, as a cleric, you can say, like, ward off, like, insects or pests or something like that. And I was just like, there's no way I can actually say, yeah, I so happened just to memorize that spell for the day.
Yeah. Azel did when you guys went after spiders, and it was very effective.
Yeah, but... Azel's missing.
Yes.
But yeah, so... I saw all that, and I was just like, none of those I can actually say I can actually use. But anyway, I guess I'll summon the positive elemental now and, heal people.
Okay.
Again.
What level spell slots do you use in order to do this? Like, you summon the positive energy elemental, not a problem. He's up for 10 rounds.
Right.
Who do you choose to heal, and what level spell slots do you choose to do it with? And you'll have to mark off an appropriate spell of that level in order to do it. So if you choose to do, like, first level, you'd have to mark off, say, your command or protection from evil.
Oh, to heal? Or just to summon the positive elemental?
I know. The summoning the positive elemental is a spell that you have, so you would mark that off. And
right.
Then to heal, you need to burn a different spell.
Oh, okay. But what about my channel energy? Doesn't that, like,
combo
with that?
You could do that instead.
Okay.
It would be 66.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I should still have 2 to 3 left, if I'm keeping track, right?
Yep.
Cool. So now I should have 2 left since I'm using it now.
Awesome.
And then 66, but doesn't matter since it's maximum, right?
Actually, you still need to roll. There is a different spell that makes it maximum.
Yeah, okay. I know. Alright.
You could have taken that instead of Breath of Life, but I know you like Breath of Life, so...
I think more of my teammates like Breath of Life. The sad feels when you roll on the table and then it rolls off the table and you have to go find it. Oh, there it is. Last one, I believe. All right, 18. Do I, like, add anything to that healing?
Unfortunately, no.
Okay, so it's just straight die roll. All right.
So is that everyone?
Everyone is pulled closer to Katsu.
Mene is looking pretty much fine.
He was looking better. Still pretty dinged up. Katsu, how are you looking?
Looking a lot better.
Okay.
Not 100%, but... Like, if I do one more, I should be able to make it, but...
Mew is actually... Mew will ask for the potion of cure moderate wounds. That Sadra just gave to you. He was gonna try and be quiet about it, but he's like, oh. Taking the full brunt of that fireball really hurt.
All right.
Do you need it? If you don't want to give it to Mew, he won't take it from you.
Really? I can just drink it myself? No, I'm not gonna do that.
I mean, yeah, sure. Mew will just look on with sad puppy eyes.
Let's make a wager. No, I'm just kidding. Alright, yeah, I'll just give it to him.
Awesome, thank you.
He did make some healing arrows.
He did. And, yeah, actually, thank you for reminding him.
You're welcome.
He has one of he has a charged symbol of healing. So, okay. The moment you finish healing and you're like, here you go, he's like, oh, wait. And he looks at your healing arrow. I have one of those. And he pulls out his scroll and slaps it on the ground.
And because the positive elemental's there, he gets max, right?
It is max.
Is it area effect or no?
Yep, so everyone gets healing.
Man, I didn't have to use my channel energy.
Actually, you know what? I'll say that you can, if everyone will take their... well, it's not that much
okay.
Healing. Well, actually it is. I forgot, because it's 1 point per caster level and we're level 10. So, 26 points of healing to everyone within a 60-foot radius.
AKA everyone.
Hope there aren't any drow.
Yeah,
five.
So 26?
26, yes.
Okay, 26.
Manea smiles big. He looks the picture of health. And he's missing his shirt now.
And your chest is glistening as you have no chest hair currently.
Well, he still has his mail, but he took it off for a moment because it's hot.
Sure it is. Alright. Yeah, Mew is looking great. He is looking also the picture of health.
Well, now that everyone is back ready to go, shall we move on?
I think so. There's not much further for us to go.
And Sadra will actually offer to take point.
All right. And you take point, and you make your way up the steps all the way to the top. And as you make it to the top of the steps, you see a large, ornate door. Covered in gold gilding and scroll work. And you realize that this leads to the roof.
Then she will do two perception checks, one for traps and one to hear if there's any movement on the other side. The first one for traps is a 34,
mm-hmm.
And it's a 27 to hear any noise on the other side.
Yes, it is trapped, and yes, there's noise on the other side.
Okay, she will look back to the others and kind of mouth the word trap to probably to Brumman specifically, because Brumman was there for some of the other doors. And then, she is going to attempt to investigate the trap and see if she can disable it.
Yeah, Mew's going to lay a hand on your shoulder and say, perhaps we should prepare ourselves before attempting to remove this trap. Manon would probably be best at this.
She'll nod
and kind of step back a little bit from the door.
All right, and I think since we are missing two of our members, I think we can take a moment to prepare before we step out through the ornate gilded door out onto the roof. So I believe, and I apologize for it being short, that we can end it there for tonight.